Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 6th. Electrek's editor-in-chief, Fred Lambert, takes a closer look at battery degradation by examining his personal Model X with over 400,000 miles on the odometer. Battery degradation, of course, means the loss of battery capacity and range over time. This vehicle got a battery replacement under warranty at 317,000 miles. After another 100,000 miles on the second battery pack, the overall loss is about 10% in battery use. Looking at overall data, it looks as though the average Tesla owner is around 5% battery loss at the same number of cycles. This vehicle shows faster than average degradation, which means that even Tesla's replacement 90D battery pack is having the same battery degradation issues that other owners have been reporting for years. The good news is that the powertrain on the Model X is still under warranty for another 4 years as an unlimited mileage coverage. Tesla is facing a new class action lawsuit over paint issues on the Model 3 vehicles, and the owners are seeking financial compensation. In places with tough winter where they use salt and sand on the road, some Model 3 owners have reported surprisingly fast degradation at the bottom of their cars. Tesla has somewhat acknowledged the issue after offering an all-weather protection kit for free to owners who live in colder climates. A Quebec Model 3 owner, Jean-François Bellerose, decided to start a class action lawsuit against Tesla because they refused to repair his paint issue. In the class action, they are asking for Tesla to pay the difference between the price of the car and the diminished value due to the paint issues, and an extra $500 for every owner affected. Information about a new Tesla electric van might have leaked as part of a new project from Elon Musk's Boring Company. The Boring Company has submitted a loop project to link Rancho Cucamonga with Ontario International Airport in the greater LA region. San Bernardino County Supervisor Kurt Hagman reportedly told Mercury News that the Boring Company is working with Tesla to develop an electric van for the project. Quote, "Originally, the proposal called for specially designed Tesla cars. But Hagman said the company is working with Tesla to develop electric vans that can seat up to 12 people and their luggage." In the United Kingdom, the Tesla Model 3 has become the best-selling car for the second month in a row amid the global pandemic. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders announced the registration numbers for passenger cars, and interestingly, every category is down significantly year over year, except for all-electric cars, which are up more than 20%. Model 3 has led the increase with 852 vehicles delivered in the month of May. Elon Musk's Boring Company is officially applying to extend the Loop Tunnel system from Las Vegas to its first casino on the Strip. The Boring Company's loop at the convention center will move people between the different halls at high speed, with Tesla vehicles inside the underground tunnels. Last month, the Boring Company announced that it completed the excavation of both tunnels necessary for the project. And now they are seeking approval to move beyond the convention center and connect to the first casino, the Encore at Wynn. As it turns out, Tesla has made a deal to take over Compass Automation, a firm specializing in making equipment for automaker manufacturing. A tipster sent us a few job postings that Tesla had for positions related to manufacturing equipment building in Elgin, Illinois. Now, that's not a normal place for Tesla to have listings. However, there is a company there called Compass Automation that recently disabled their website. The site previously described itself as specializing in automated manufacturing. After some digging, at Electrek we were able to confirm that Tesla indeed did purchase Compass Automation in December of 2017. The 2021 version of the Porsche Taycan electric car has leaked in the configurator for some markets, such as Hong Kong. And this has revealed that it will feature several beautiful new color options. Porsche is known for having plentiful options in their configurator, and color is no exception. The colors include Neptune Blue, Carrera White, Jet Black, Volcano Gray, Cherry, Dolomite Silver, Frozen Berry, Coffee Beige, Gentian Blue, Frozen Blue, Mamba Green, Mahogany Metallic, Ice Gray, Carmine Red, and Crayon, like a coloring crayon, which, if you ask me, looks like a shark skin color. As part of Germany's new increased electric vehicle incentive package, the country will require gas stations to offer EV charging. Details about the plan are not yet known, such as the timeline and type of required chargers, but EV advocates quickly praise the move as a boost to electric car adoption. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, President Donald Trump, citing the need for economic stimulus, signed an executive order on Thursday that would allow key energy and infrastructure projects to move forward without requiring environmental reviews. Gina McCarthy, President and CEO of Natural Resources Defense Council, said, quote, "Instead of trying to ease the pain of the national crisis, President Trump is focusing on easing the pain of polluters." A nonprofit financial think tank, Carbon Tracker, has released a new study called Decline and Fall: The Size and Vulnerability of the Fossil Fuel System. The study states that the energy transition is disrupting the entire fossil fuel system. They assert, quote, "Falling demand, lower prices, and rising investment risk is likely to slash the value of oil, gas, and coal reserves by nearly two-thirds, increasing the risk and likelihood of stranded assets." Germany's coronavirus stimulus package has devoted $10 billion to the expansion of hydrogen capacity in order to meet the Paris Agreement emission targets. The country is aiming for hydrogen capacity of up to 5 gigawatts by the year 2030, with a further 5 gigawatts to be installed by the year 2040 at the latest, according to Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared a state of emergency in a region of northern Siberia after a huge oil spill last week turned the local river a crimson-red color. It is threatening significant damage to the Arctic region. More than 20,000 tons of diesel leaked into the Amburnaya region of the city of Norilsk last Friday. The incident is considered the second biggest oil spill in modern Russian history. The climate crisis is making hurricanes wetter, and Tropical Storm Amanda demonstrated that when it tore through Guatemala and devastated El Salvador earlier this week, where it is estimated to have caused $20 million in damage. The storm is expected to turn into Tropical Depression Cristobal as it heads for the U.S. Gulf Coast next week, bringing storm surges and heavy rainfall. New Jersey will be the first of the United States to teach climate change in the K-12 curriculum. State officials announced this on Wednesday. The new curriculum will take effect in September of 2021 and 2022. A new website called Recycle Coach aims to teach you what is or isn't recyclable. Wish cycling, or the act of putting everything in the recycle bin that might possibly qualify, inadvertently drives up costs across the sector. You can learn more on the website recyclecoach.com. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, earlier this year, Super 73 unveiled the new 2,000-watt Super 73 R-Series electric bikes. And now the powerful and long-range mini bikes are making deliveries. The Super 73 R-Series includes four-piston hydraulic disc brakes on oversized rotors, powerful LED head and tail lights, Super 73's proprietary new 5-inch wide tires, and options for features such as a two-person seat, passenger foot pegs, Internet of Things connectivity for smartphone alerts, such as anti-theft warnings, horn, and turn signals. Belgium electric bike company Cowboy has just launched an update to their latest electric bike. The new Cowboy 3 e-bike features very sleek looks, single-speed belt drive, a 250-watt rear hub motor, and a 360-watt-hour battery built into the seat post tube. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.